Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstormin' with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock, or you can hear us streaming over the internet at brainstorminonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we have two sandwiches or two salads to give away from Urbane Cafe a little bit later in the show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business, business, business. Each of my guests is explaining his expertise in one facet of business. My first guest embodies the spirit of the internet revolution. He's among the top social media experts in this country. We'll discuss how to shift any business to a more to be more agile from his book, The Now Revolution. My second guest is the antidote for the challenging job market. He'll realign our thinking away from traditional corporate jobs and introduce us to opportunities with great upside potential and little competition from his book, 101 Weird Ways to Make Money. My third guest is a director at one of the world's largest consultancies. He's also the co-author with Clayton Christensen of the Inventors series of books. We'll discuss guidelines to be more innovative from his latest book, The Innovators Manifesto. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Jay Baer, is a tequila-loving, hype-free social media strategy consultant, a speaker, and an author that works with major corporations and PR firms to harness the awesome power of the social web. He started 5 different companies, and he's consulted to 29 of the Fortune 500. Jay's blog is ranked as the number 3 social media blog in the entire world. He is also the co-author of the book, The Now Revolution, Critical Shifts to Make Your Business Faster, Smarter, and More Social. Welcome, Jay. How are you doing today?
Billy the Brain, I am fantastic. Thanks very much for having me. Usually the social media guy is like the fun, interesting one, but you have such a lineup today. I'm like the short end of the stick.
Oh, right? Hardly.
You got all kinds of interesting ways to make money and innovation. Man, I feel like I'm yesterday's news.
Well, you're batting at the top of the order, Jay. So you're my leadoff guy here. And I had to invite you on the show because your intro, your bio says that you're a tequila lover. So I knew right away that I wanted to have you on the show. I also knew that I wanted to have you in the morning before you got into that tequila.
See, you're a smart guy. Yeah, I don't do a lot of afternoon interviews for that reason.
Just for that reason. Well listen, my listeners may be thinking, come on, another guy talking about social media. I mean, I beat this subject like a rented mule for a reason, though. It's the future of how business is going to be done. So to cement the concept of just how powerful social media is, tell the story, if you will, about the cheap motel in Flagstaff, Arizona, and the reviews that it got on social media.
Well, I used to live in Flagstaff, Arizona, until relatively recently, and I was just messing around on the computer one day and looking up hotels for a friend who wanted to stay in town, and I said, oh, what would happen if I went to the website tripadvisor.com, which some people may be familiar with, travel reviews, and what if I did a search for worst reviews first instead of best reviews first? And the worst hotel in town was a place called the Budget Host Saga Motel, and the first review that came up, the headline was, I can feel death creeping upon me as I write this, which is not typically what you want in your headline for your review, and it talks all about, I feel like someone has been murdered in this room, and I think I'm going to get HIV from these sheets. It was really quite uncomplimentary, and of course, the funniest part about that review, the only funny part, actually, was that the reviewer concluded the review by saying, and the Wi-Fi blows. So, it's a sign of the times when you put sort of murder and HIV on the same amenity level as Wi-Fi. in and of itself. But this review was left, it's been a year and a half now, I think, Billy, and is still unanswered, right? It's still up there as we are having this conversation. And I suspect that they have not booked a lot of room nights via TripAdvisor.com subsequent to that review going up, because that would, of course, be a bold call on the consumer's part, right? I'm going to overlook all of that because they have continental breakfast or what have you. So every customer is a reporter now, right? That's a big move on the chessboard for business. Yeah, Twitter this and Facebook that, but the reality is that every customer is a reporter. Every customer is important, and they want to interact with your business right now via social media channels.
Well, it's interesting because two questions come out of that, Jay. First question is this: the person who's going to stay in that motel, is that the type of person who's really going to go online to read TripAdvisor.com? It sounds like it's sort of a fleabag hotel in a bad section of town and probably doesn't attract somebody who has an internet connection or a portable phone, a mobile phone with them. Fair to say?
I think there may be some truth to that, but I believe that is becoming less and less of an issue. If you look at social media usage in the United States, increasingly your social media user population is the population. 52% of Americans ages 12 and up are on Facebook, have a Facebook account, and they check it at least monthly.
Wow.
It is now a majority behavior in this country. So it's not as if this is a niche play for high-income, high-educated people. You know, you have 750 million people worldwide with a Facebook account. That's a pretty shocking level of participation.
It is. And Jay, many of the people listening to the sound of our voice are either in business or might even be business owners themselves. And the point that I'd like you to make here is you're talking about product reviews. It's interesting that product reviews are really a Frankenstein's monster of our own creation. Talk to me about that and elaborate on that concept for me.
Well, the good news is that people want to review, right? There's this issue with social media, and you probably hear this, and I'm sure some listeners actually have uttered these words, which is, we would like to get involved in social media, but what if somebody says something bad about us?
Yeah.
And what if they do, right? The person who cares enough to complain is not your problem. The problem with any business is the meh in the middle. The people who don't really care one way or another, who are disappointed in your business, but are not so, up in arms about it that they'll actually do anything. And the nice thing about social media and customer reviews is that it allows you to find pockets of dissatisfaction that otherwise would remain hidden to your organization. It allows you to have a canary in the coal mine situation where you can actually make changes to your business that result in higher customer satisfaction and better profit.
All right. My guest is Jay Baer. He's author of the brand new book, The Now Revolution. And Jay, some of the things about your basic thesis, the customer is the reporter, it presents some challenges, doesn't it? I mean, when you think about, I'm a customer and I'm making a report or I'm giving some sort of review about a product or service, there are some inherent dangers in that. What are some of those dangers?
I don't know that I would call them dangers, but certainly challenges for
okay.
business. First and foremost, it's contemplation, right? I mean, everything happens fast now. And we've been getting faster for a long time as a society. We just lose sight of it because it's been an evolution, right? There was a time, it goes back a ways, of course, but there was a time when we as business people didn't have to worry about the telephone. Right. If you sold somebody some rancid lamb in Victorian Ventura County, they couldn't call you and complain. They'd have to drag the lamb back down through the dust-strewn streets and say, smell this lamb, it's rancid. And then the telephone was invented, and we had to deal with that. And then the fax machine was invented, and FedEx, and websites, and email, and everything that happens forces business to get faster. And this is just the next evolution of that, right? You send somebody a letter, you expect a return letter in a few days.
Right.
You send somebody an email, you expect a return email maybe in a few hours or tomorrow. You send somebody a voicemail, you expect a call back in a little while. But you send somebody a tweet, and you expect a response within a few minutes. So the time horizon has gotten a lot shorter, and that's a challenge for business.
Definitely.
And the second part that I think that's really an issue is the very public nature of all this. You no longer can do your laundry in private. Whether somebody is saying your company is fantastic or somebody is saying your company is far less than fantastic, as in the hotel example we talked about, all of those interchanges are out there for everybody to see. So how you handle that situation, or in the case that we've been talking about, how you choose to not handle the situation, is out there for everybody to see. So we no longer can do our laundry in private, and that is not only uncomfortable for a lot of businesses, but also creates a lot of challenges, because you have to have somebody in your organization handling those kind of things that is somewhat tactful and sort of understands how to handle people, because I've seen lots of circumstances where you have a customer complaint in social media and the company tries to fix it and actually makes it much worse, comes off as very defensive, and you just throw gas on your own fire and the whole thing becomes a conflagration.
Well, and I want to talk about that in just a minute, but that wasn't the angle that I was going down. And let's go back to your motel example, Jay, if we can, and talk about the nasty review that you found on TripAdvisor.com. How do we know who that reviewer was? I mean, that might have been the guy across the street who owns the motel, the competing motel, right?
Yes, that's definitely an issue, is verification, right? If somebody comes to the front desk to complain or calls your 1-800 number or sends a letter, you can be pretty sure that that person actually stayed at the motel. That's one of the challenges with reviews in particular, is knowing for certain that that person actually was even a customer. It could be the guy across the street. Now, there's a lot of technology that's out there now and more on the way to prevent that type of gamesmanship. But it is certainly still a concern at some level that maybe this isn't an actual customer at all. Now, certainly I would advise businesses to assume that everybody is a customer. I don't think you can say every negative review is the guy across the street. That's probably not a good way to look at it.
All right, fair enough. My guest is Jay Baer, author of the book, co-author of the book, The Now Revolution, Critical Shifts to Make Your Business Faster, Smarter, and More Social. And we talked about that bad review. Let's go back to that, because there's some damage control that needs to be done. And hopefully most of the businesses listening to the sound of our voice will never have a social media crisis, at least not one of that proportion. But if you do, how do you handle a social media crisis without throwing more gasoline on the fire, as you alluded to in an earlier answer?
This is probably an unpopular answer amongst the social media consulting community, but what I will tell you is that 80% of the success formula in social media is to learn 4 words and to apply them consistently.
What are they?
Those 4 words are thank you and I'm sorry.
Okay.
And you can just find opportunities to use those words quickly and appropriately with your customers, you will be in way better shape than most people in social media. So in the circumstances that we've been talking about with the review, what that hotel should have done is as quickly as possible found that review, and I don't even know if they've ever seen it, despite the fact I've been all around the country talking about it. Find the review and immediately log on and say, we're terribly sorry about the experience you had with our hotel. Please contact us at, and we'll have a manager discuss it with you, and you do that publicly so that people can see that you found it and that you took action. You do not want to get into an online tit for tat, right? What you always want to do is apologize and take it offline.
All right. That makes sense. So apologize, take it offline. Any other things that you can do to squelch a problem like that?
Hopefully, if you are actually a good company, and I think the jury is certainly out in that circumstance because there are a number of other damning reviews underneath that one. But if, in fact, you are a good company, what you hope is that you have enough other goodwill built up amongst your customer base that they will rise to your defense. And I see this every day, especially on Facebook, where you have a more fluid conversation than you have on a review site, where one customer will go on a Facebook wall for a company and say, oh, I was wronged by this company in some way. And then other customers will say, you know what, your circumstance is the exception, not the rule. These guys are actually a good company. We believe in them, et cetera. And to some degree, if you do it right, if you turn your customers into volunteer marketers, they will help you solve your problems.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. My guest is Jay Baer, author of the book, The Now Revolution. Jay, one of the big things that most small businesses that I talk to are concerned about when it comes to social media is, how does one measure social media? I mean, we're drowning in data, but we don't have a lot of information about all the social media that's out there. Give us some pointers in that direction.
Yeah, it's a great question. I just gave a whole presentation about this yesterday, and a couple of things to keep in mind. One, you have to realize that the goal is not to be good at social media. The goal is to be good at business because of social media. So you have to figure out how you're going to measure things that actually make you money, save you money, or both. And the number of Facebook fans or Twitter followers you've accumulated does not actually lead to revenue in any reliable or linear way. So you want to measure behavior. How many people came from your Facebook page to your website? How many people came from your Facebook page to your website and filled out a lead form? How many people clicked on the link that you put on Facebook that is actually a coupon to buy one, get one? So you want to create circumstances where your social interactions lead to behaviors that make sense. Yeah, that's the most important thing to think about.
All right,
the second thing is to realize that just because we can measure everything doesn't mean you should measure everything. There are so many data points. In fact, in my book, The Now Revolution, we talk about something like 60 different social media success metrics that you could potentially use. But it is, of course, crazy to track that many things. So our recommendation is to pick three and then see. Pick three metrics that make a lot of sense for what you're trying to accomplish as a company. Track those for 3 months or so and then see how that feels. Does it feel like an accurate barometer of what's going on? And if it doesn't, replace one of your metrics with another one. But you really have no business tracking more than three things because you can't pay attention to more than three things.
Solid advice. My guest is Jay Baer. He is, as he said, is the co-author of The Now Revolution, Critical Shifts to Make Your Business Faster, Smarter, and More Social. Jay, if people like the sound of your voice, they like what they're hearing, they want to learn more about you, they want to learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
A couple places. You can find me at jbaer.com, and that's B as in boy, A-E-R, jbaer.com. Or my blog, which you were kind enough to mention at the beginning of the show, is convinceandconvert.com. We talk about social media several times every week, and lots of interesting commentary and interactions there.
Ah, that is great. Jay, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks so much. It's tequila time.
Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.